Number 30, the Indian Wars.
Washington, you are there. The year 1855. Treaties are being signed with Indian tribes throughout the Washington Territory, but the ink is barely dry in the agreements when violence breaks out. After the discovery of gold in the northeast corner of Washington, mining parties cross land promised to the Yakima Indians, and the Indians are reported to be retaliating. We go now to Elizabeth Stone, our Washington Centennial reporter. She's at Fort Colville checking into the rumors of Indian unrest.
Coming in. They're ours.
Sir, can I ask your name, and where is your party coming from?
Edward Elridge is my name. We've come by foot over Natchez Pass from Steilacoom. We're here to mine for gold.
Son, our reports are that most miners are coming up empty-handed.
Well, if that's so, why haven't we met up with anyone returning on the trail?
Because of Indian trouble. People from Puget Sound are going back by way of Oregon. It appears to be the safer route.
But, Mr. Eldridge, it doesn't sound like you encountered any difficulties with the Indians.
No. But we were warned by the Hudson Bay people to say we were King George's men rather than Americans. And that certainly seemed to do the trick. Once the Indians thought we were British, they were right friendly.
You must be disappointed to have come so far for nothing. Well, what will you do now?
Well, with all the talk of Indian attacks, I want to get back to my wife and little ones near Bellingham Bay as fast as I can. I just hope everyone's wrong about an Indian uprising.
But the Indian treaties of 1855 do bring war rather than peace. For 3 years, conflicts break out between whites and Indians. When the Yakima War ends in 1858, the Washington Territory has received its baptism of blood. And the land that has been entirely in Indian hands 70 years earlier is now clearly possessed by white Americans.